This morning, we hear a story of a people called Israel, the chosen, beloved people of God. They had it all. They had power and strength and God's blessing resting on them. But today, we hear them in a time when they have been defeated, when they have lost their power, when they have been put in chains in Babylon, when they have been alienated from their land and from their people, when they have been brought to their knees. They were asking, are we still God's people? And how do we be God's people in this forsaken time of our lives? Does that story sound familiar to you? It does to me. It does to me on a personal level, and I think it speaks to us here together at St. John the Evangelist as well. There have been glorious times in this church, and there have been awful times in this church. And personally, I know that no one would ever want that to happen to anyone, but sometimes we have to go through the awful times to understand who we are, to understand that no matter what, God holds us, and we are God's beloved people. Because no matter what, in any time that I have ever experienced it personally or as an organization or a group, in the midst of all of that disorientation and awfulness, God speaks a word of hope. It breaks in on us when we least expect it and when we often don't even look for it. And today we hear that the word of hope is the form of an unlikely servant, one who will come and take the disorientation of exile and replace it by a new orientation that's more than simply returning to how great they were before and to the things that were before, but will move them on to a new place. Imagine the relief that the people felt when that hope hit them, when there was hope for new life and hope for a new place to go. And imagine the responsibility that the unlikely servant felt, that they who felt unworthy and didn't expect to find themselves in that place were meant to lead these people. We know something about that because we started to celebrate that last Sunday night. The induction that we had here last Sunday was more of a party than I ever could have amassed or imagined for myself. I don't know about you, but I'm still recovering. One of my best friends said to me afterwards, in fact, my best friend did say to me afterwards, when I came into the church, and for the first part of the service, there was this amazing, joyful tension. Is it actually happening? Are we actually celebrating a new time and a new place? And that changed. And by the time we got to the reception, it was a joy-filled celebration all out. Well, that's true. And the good news is that I'm not the only unlikely servant, because every one of you are an unlikely servant as well. Yes, I have been called for specific responsibilities among you, to preach and to teach, to baptize, to reconcile and heal, to work with committees and organizations, to welcome all, to pray, to lead worship, and to celebrate the Eucharist. And I'll fulfill those hopefully with my own gifts and abilities and talents and all those things. But you too are called no differently than I. Your job description maybe isn't quite so public, that's all. And you heard some good news, at least you heard some maybe bad news, and I heard some good news last week, and one is that I'm not perfect. I already knew that, but as Michael said, I didn't want to tell you all that quite that straightforwardly. But I also know that you're not perfect. This place, a community as its whole, is not perfect, and neither are each one of you individuals, and that gives me great hope. That gives me a great sense of community and of starting off together. God always calls unlikely servants. Have you noticed that? John the Baptist, Hagar, Moses, all these people, including Jesus, who I'm sure felt that way at times. Most of the people called in the stories of the Bible don't recognize themselves as heroes or great leaders. Most of us don't either. But that's all right, because we have been affirmed that we don't do it alone. We don't travel alone. God gathers us together for one purpose, to be a light to the nations, that God's salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. There is one line in that Old Testament reading that we should pay attention to. It says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth." It is too light a thing to be restored to where you once were. It's not enough. God takes seriously the history of Israel, the history of Christianity, the history of our church here together. And God takes us to a new place and says, "Isn't this lovely? But don't stay stuck here." It's not the end of the story. Restoration is never the end of the story. Restoration is the beginning of a new story. We often think that if things are going okay and they turn out all right, we're good to go, as they say in New Zealand. Think of the end of the year. Personally, and in the church, we balance our books. And every year, in every church I've ever been in, people say, "Are we going to make the budget? Are we going to make it? Are we going to make it?" And then when you do, it's like, hallelujah, let's celebrate. And when you don't, well, let's just try harder next year. I do that myself, too. I looked at my finances and went, "Oh, this is not a hallelujah year, Beth. You've been having far too much fun. I'll do better next year." But that's all right to do and stop and pause and look. But sometimes we get stuck there and we think, because it's okay, we'll be fine. For instance, when we get sick and we have a crisis of some kind and then we get better, we think, "Well, thank God that's over with." But it has changed us. We are not the person we were before, perhaps because we carry some affliction that carries on, or because it changed our attitude, or because it changed some of the people we relate to. Every significant life event changes us. God's work is never done. So I'm not saying let's not celebrate, because we need to. I am happy to be here with you. I am happy that we have been affirmed together as a community as we were last week. That's what the party was about. It wasn't about me, it was about us. Us being called to be together. And it's the end of a time. The end of a time that you were going through, an end of a time where I was before, and it's a new beginning. But it's not a beginning just for us. It's a beginning for God's word. The restoration has happened, and now the reorientation is beginning. God's healing work always moves forward. Have you noticed? God never goes backwards. God does not walk into history with God's back to the world. We are always moved forward, that salvation may reach the ends of the earth. The good news for us is that God's story is bigger than us. Just as the unlikely servants, you and I, aren't maybe everything on our own, and together we are a community.
Well, God calls us into a story that's much bigger than us. And that's another thing we touched on last Sunday. The story that happened here that began wasn't just you, wasn't just me. There were people from the wider community, people who don't go to church, people who do, family, friends, people from other walks of life. We gathered as a much bigger community than we do every week. And that's part of our story. And God weaves us together with here in this place, in this community, and we are traveling companions for a time. So I've been inducted. I'm here, you're stuck with me. I'm stuck with you. And that's a good kind of glue to have. And it has changed some things for me. I realize we have time. We will carry on, and we will reorient ourselves, and we will begin a new journey together. And I want us to think about that last hymn we sung. I actually didn't read it, Gordon, forgive me, before we sang it, as I often do. But when we say, God, the Creator, you in love made me, who once was nothing, but now have grown. I bring the best of all my life offers, for you I share whatever I own. Read the rest of the words sometime this week, and think about, instead of the I, that it's a we, so that we may go forth and be a light to all the nations, together, reoriented, and set to go. Amen.